Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eric out in Hazlet at the eSpot Studios in another very warm but beautiful day here in the Metroplex.
Hot, hot, hot. Very hot. The summer heat, it's here to stay. I looked ahead like a couple of weeks. It's like 94, 95 guaranteed for sure, if not 96, 97. So welcome to the, I guess it's the official start of summer now, because we are getting no more 80 degree days. And I hate to share that news with you, but it's true.
Okay, so I wanted to actually ask you this off air, but we didn't have an opportunity until now. Did your brother just get married this weekend?
He did, yeah. He had a COVID-19 Denver, Colorado wedding where he resides, and it was an engagement and wedding ceremony all at the same time.
That's how you do it.
I think there was 12 people there. I was not one of those people. I got a little baby, man. There's no traveling, and hey, I got to be in the safe space with you. What's going to happen if I bail? There's literally, there's nothing that the station could do, right?
Like, no, I would be very upset.
You can't stand working with Jared and Chris.
Are you kidding me? The last time I had to work with Jared, I don't know how I made it. Luckily, Zero helped me get through.
Whew. Yeah, man. So it's ultimately, I didn't go to my brother's wedding because of you all, Chuck. But don't feel bad.
No, I appreciate it. I actually didn't go because of you. He said, I want you there, but I'm not inviting Eric, and I don't want you to come and him to know. So it was, both of us didn't go for various reasons. But either way, congratulations, Anthony, and to the Chiafalo family for another COVID marriage. This is the way to do it, huh? This is the Chiafalo way.
Yo, it's cheap, it's quick, we're in and out as fast as possible. That's the way to do it. Yes, so shout out to my brother Anthony and Kendall on a very happy engagement / wedding and marriage.
Well, I hope everybody had a good weekend. 877-881-1053. If anybody did something eventful like my trip to Fossil Rim, which ended in a speeding ticket that I am now going to have to pay. So I'm broke now. But hey, that's all right. I'll find a way to get out of the hole somehow. But there is a lot to get into today, Eric. Headlines galore. We went through a lot of them with G-Bag during crosstalk there, but probably the most notable, Ezekiel Elliott, Ian Rappaport taking to NFL Network earlier to give the news, Zeke and several other Cowboys testing positive for COVID-19.
The Cowboys star running back, according to his agent, Rocky Arsenault, tested positive for the coronavirus recently. Arsenault telling me that Zeke Elliott is feeling fine, and from what I understand, the Texans players also are feeling fine and really do not appear to be sick. It's also worth noting that it doesn't seem that any of these players were in the team facility, which is more good news there, and the teams followed proper protocol for a player testing positive for the coronavirus. Also should mention that Dak Prescott, the Cowboys quarterback who's been seen working out and hanging out with Zeke, is fine. The Cowboys have not commented much on this at all, only to say that due to federal and local privacy laws, they are unable to provide information regarding the personal health of one of their employees. The Texans, Tom, have not yet commented, but one thing is clear as we got the news today that Ezekiel Elliott has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is not the first, and he certainly will not be the last as the NFL deals with this heading into the 2020 season.
As Rap Sheet said, still don't have the names of who the other players were that tested positive. But, I guess the main thing in this, Eric, one, does this go ahead and limit our anticipation and how hopeful we are that the NFL season starts on time? Does that have any impact on it? But the main thing for me when I first heard this news was I'm not shocked. Because Texas, I think we're heading into phase three already when it comes to reopening the state. So when you're going to have more things open, you're going to have more people out there in a public setting. It's just going to inevitably rise the number of positive tests that we have for COVID-19. And it was just a matter of time until we had more NFL players that tested positive, whether it was now or whether it was we get to camp and they go ahead and do the test then.
Yeah. This isn't a massive surprise. I mean, you're talking about the Texas Department of State Health Services coming out today saying there are currently, as of 3 p.m. this afternoon, there were currently 2,287 confirmed Texan COVID-19 patients in hospital beds. So those are people that are obviously feeling the symptoms. Imagine how many other people are like Zeke that are not in the hospitals because they are asymptomatic. So, I mean, yes, with everything reopening and all these different things, we've seen new records each and every day. It was only a matter of time before one of these athletes comes out and gets it again, because Zeke's not the first NFL player to get it. I think Von Miller was one of the first early on during the entire COVID experience here. But yeah, I don't think it really hinders my thought on how the NFL moves forward or if they're going to be able to play the season. I think the NFL is certainly gearing up now. I mean, that's the thing, is the NFL is not thrusted into making these quick decisions. They have months to like look ahead and plan for these things. A guy popping up with COVID-19 in the month of June is really not a big deal, especially since he's asymptomatic. So I don't think it's really that big of a deal. I was a little bit surprised to see it today. I guess I shouldn't have been, because it was. But anytime you wake up and you see your team gets popped with COVID, you're going to be like, okay, wow, that was. I had that for breakfast this morning. That's a great way to start the week. But I was not surprised to find out that it was Zeke being one of those people, right? Like, I think if we all had no choice but to just pick one player and we just all had to take a shot in the dark and throw a name out there, I think all of us on three would say Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, it did kind of make me think of Deadpool, you know, and they're all betting on the Deadpool who would be the next to go. And I do think if we had a poll of which Cowboys player do you think would end up being tested positive for COVID-19, the majority of us would have placed our bets on Ezekiel Elliott, whether that's fair or unfair. But I think you're right.
Wow.
I agree with you.
Worst friend.
No question about that. All right, Tom.
Sorry, Zeke.
I know. I'm sorry, buddy. But Tom Pelissero also tweeting today in terms of, you know, he had a call with agents and the NFLPA medical director, Thorne Meyer. And he said the current plan is to test players for COVID-19 about 3 times a week in the NFL. And then they would isolate those who test positive. Per Thorne Meyer, he said there's a 90% chance that they will have a reliable saliva test available before players return to facilities. And according to NFL Players Associate Executive Director Demora Smith, the union expects to make headway on overall protocols going forward in the next 30 days or so. The schedule to start camp for most teams is 6 weeks away. So, again, to your point, you know, the NFL has enough time to kind of get all of their jurisdictions and everything when it comes to the testing and the protocols ready to go here, so they have a plan in place when players report, which is a good thing overall. Elsewhere, man, I know you got some stuff on the NBA front and America's doctor saying, hey, he's approving of this return to play, even though we got some other players, Kyrie Irving leading the way, they're a little bit apprehensive here.
Yeah, and the Kyrie stuff is not so much COVID-related. Dr. Fauci, who Corey Majors on the KNC Masterpiece calls Dr. Fauci, I think. I think it's Fauci, as my Italian brethren.
I've heard Fauci as well.
I think it's Fauci, so I'm sorry, Majors, but I think it's Fauci. Nonetheless, here's him talking about how he supports the NBA restart plan, which, of course, is the Orlando bubble at Disney World starting this month.
I actually have looked at that plan, and it is really quite creative. What they are really trying to do, and I think they might very well be quite successful with it, is to create a situation where it is as safe as it possibly could be for the players by creating this bubble, you know, essentially testing everybody, make sure that you start with a baseline of everybody being negative and trying to make sure that there is no influx into that cohort of individuals, and do a tournament type play. It's not the classic basketball season, but certainly for the people who are thirsting for basketball, who love basketball the way I do, it's something that I think is a sound plan. I was very pleased to see that the intent was not reckless at all. They really wanted to make sure that the safety of the players and the people associated with the players was paramount. So I think that you might be able to do something like that with basketball. Could you extrapolate that to some of the other sports? Possibly. I think they should look at that model, see how it works, and then, you know, take it from there. Maybe modifications of that for some of the other sports.
Okay, so first things first, I am not surprised that he is approving of this because the NBA did take a lot of time to think through this, and they set it up to where you're quarantined, man. These players can't go anywhere. You leave the premises of Disney World, you're quarantined for 10 days no matter what. Like, this is all pretty strict stuff, so of course the doctor's going to say yes. The problem right now is that the players think it's too strict. So of course Dr. Fauci loves it because it's mad strict. I mean, these guys are locked up. They're not going to be able to go anywhere. They're not going to be able to ride the rides. You'll be lucky if you can go find one of those golf courses if you're one of the players. So they are pushing back on that for sure, and especially as they see the country, as we mentioned, opening up bars 75%, all these different things, high schools, little league, everybody's like sports, everything's kind of getting back to normal. But for the NBA guys, starting at the end of the month and mostly through August and September, just have to be completely isolated and quarantined. So they're not liking it. But Fauci's saying it's the smart way to go if you're thinking about the health. But I don't know if the players really thinking about that right now.
No, they're probably not. And I mean, Fauci's thirsting. And if you're thirsting, you're going to approve. There's no doubt about it because he wants.
He's just like the rest of us.
He's
man.
Just thirsting for basketball. I'm
just
thirsting. He's
basketball.
Thirsting. We're all thirsty.
He would have approved anything that they laid out. Oh, God, it's a great plan. Let's get out there. I think Fauci's only problem is all of our problems, which is why are we waiting an entire month and a half before this gets going? Why can't we do this right now?
No, let's just do it today. I'm thirsting now. I need it quenched, all right? But this is an ugly day for Major League Baseball, and we're going to talk with Jared Sandler more at 8:40 about this. But, oh, my goodness, Eric, as expected, really, we had the owners declining the MLBPA counterproposal. So all sides are just right now not agreeing on anything. And we were here on a hump night last week, Wednesday, and Rob Manfred had this to say in terms of, are we going to play Major League Baseball this year?
The most important thing is that we play Major League Baseball in 2020. And I can tell you unequivocally, we are going to play Major League Baseball this year.
Okay, so
thank God, beautiful.
We're
times
excited.
Are great.
We're like,
playing
yes.
baseball, ladies.
This is awesome. I can't wait. We are thrilled. This is good news. Somehow, some way, we're playing baseball, even if it's a 48-game season. All right. Well, today, ESPN's going to air a Back to Sports special with Mike Greenberg, good old Greeny there.
And should be the general hosting that.
It should be. Rob Manfred joined him on the show, and we got a couple of cuts from Rob Manfred. And again, he was asked, are you confident that there's going to be a season?
Would you describe your feelings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident, Mike. I think there's real risk, and as long as there's no dialogue, that real risk is going to continue.
Like one out of 100?
Okay, hold on a second. So you just told me on Wednesday you're 100% certain. Now you're saying we have a lack of dialogue, and you're not certain. So let's jump to cut 34. Rob, again. You're still confident, though, baseball will 100% be back, right?
Well, I know the owners are 100% committed to getting baseball back on the field. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain that's going to happen. I had been hopeful that once we got to common ground on the idea that we were going to pay the players full prorated salary, that we would get some cooperation in terms of proceeding under the agreement that we negotiated with the MLBPA on March 26th. Unfortunately, over the weekend, while Tony Clark was declaring his desire to get back to work, the union's top lawyer was out telling reporters, players, and eventually getting back to owners that as soon as we issued a schedule, as they requested, they intended to file a grievance claiming they were entitled to an additional $1 billion. Obviously, that sort of bad faith tactic makes it extremely difficult to move forward in these circumstances.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
There's a chance, but it ain't 100% chance. All right, so this has not sat well with a lot of the players. Kevin Youkilis going ahead and tweeting out, this is what happens when you allow people to be placed in powerful positions that don't love the game of baseball. This is a slap in the face to the people that have dedicated their lives to make baseball special. Never been so disappointed in at Major League Baseball. We also had this, Eric, from the MLBPA Communications Director Tony Clark, who Rob Manfred just mentioned there. Quote, players are disgusted that after Rob Manfred unequivocally told players and fans that there would 100% be a 2020 season, he has decided to go back on his word and is now threatening to cancel the entire season.
Unequivocally.
Any implication that the Players Association has somehow delayed progress on health and safety protocols is completely false. As Rob has recently acknowledged, the parties are very, very close. This latest threat is just one more indication that Major League Baseball has been negotiating in bad faith since the beginning. This has always been about extracting additional pay cuts from players, and this is just another day and another bad faith tactic in their ongoing campaign, end quote. This is maybe the ugliest it's gotten during this whole process between the PA, MLBPA, and Major League Baseball.
Yeah, man, it's a shame. It's a shame. A classic stalling situation from the owners and from the league. With the owners and the players, they agreed back in March to schedule or to a schedule with as many games as possible, if we remember. And then now, and right now, there's plenty of time to play the 70-plus games, 78, 76, 79, whatever it is. But the owners want 50. They want to be able to save some money that way, so they are stalling. That's exactly what's happening. And one thing, baseball's totally screwed this up. As the 817 puts it, now I can't even get mad at my friends for not caring about baseball. The sport continuously fails to promote itself or put itself in any kind of position to succeed. And this was baseball's chance to reign king over sports for at least a month, if not more, and they've totally botched it.
Yep, 817, oh boo-hoo, these owners get the short end of the stick for the first time in history. Pay the damn players.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.